Hello and welcome to this edition of Footprints. I'm Tony Reed. Over the past several decades, China has made sustained and spectacular achievements in space exploration. On June 17, 2021, three Chinese astronauts, Nie Haisheng, Liu Boming, and Tang Hongbo, entered the Tianhe core module of China's space station. This landmark achievement was the first time that astronauts from China, also known as taikonauts, had entered their country's own space station. Soon after entry into the Tianhe module, Nie Haisheng, on behalf of the crew, delivered messages back to Earth from their home in space.
We are now in our home in space, the Tianhe core module. Our gratitude goes to the people across the country for your support and to the scientists and engineers who have worked hard for this mission. We salute you all.
In a video link with President Xi Jinping on June 23rd, Nie and his colleagues reported that everything was going well.
Our physical conditions are very good. Every aspect of our work is going well. This is my third space flight mission. The working and living conditions in this Tianhe core module have become better and better compared with what I experienced in my previous space missions. This module gives us Chinese astronauts a long-standing home in orbit.
This is my second space mission. It's a supreme honor for me to execute this mission, and I feel a great responsibility. Later, we will carry out two extravehicular activities and a wide range of tests and experiments, such as operating the robotic arm. We will carry out these tasks with great care and make sure we succeed.
This is my first time in space. I have got used to the weightless condition. My life and work are all good. From here, I can even talk with my family via video link. Our home in space is warm and comfortable. We are fully confident in fulfilling all the tasks ahead of us.
In this edition of Footprints, we tell the stories of these three Chinese astronauts to discover how they realized their dreams of becoming space explorers. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
In September 1964, Nie Haisheng was born into an impoverished family in a remote village under the jurisdiction of Zhaoyang City in central China's Hubei province. When he was a boy, he dreamed that he sprouted two big wings and flew up into the sky on the back of a cow. Although his family was very poor, his parents tried their best to send him to school. However, his father died of illness when he was only 14 years old, and as the oldest male member in the family, Nie had to drop out of school to support the family. Fortunately, with encouragement and support from some of his teachers and the school, Nie enrolled again and graduated from high school with good grades. Until the age of 18, Nie lived in the village farming and studying, as well as taking care of his sisters and a younger brother. He enrolled as a fighter pilot for the People's Liberation Army Air Force in 1983. During his years as a pilot, he began demonstrating his outstanding flying skills and capability in dealing with emergencies. In 1989, when he was flying a newly modified plane alone, he encountered a sudden in-flight engine shutdown. Seeing the plane lose altitude rapidly, the ground commander ordered Nie to eject from the flight, but he still tried to bring the plane back to safety, risking his life. After all of his attempts failed, he abandoned the plane and parachuted to safety about 400 to 500 meters above the ground. Following his narrow escape, Nie was awarded a third-class merit citation for his extraordinary courage in a crisis. Nearly a decade after the incident, Nie joined the country's first team of astronauts, receiving training much tougher than that for a fighter pilot. In 2003, he stood out and was selected as one of the final three candidates for the Shenzhou 5 mission, China's first crewed space mission. In the end, Yang Liwei became the first Chinese sent into space on board the Shenzhou 5 spacecraft. Nie later told the media that he never complained about not being selected as the one to fly the Shenzhou 5 spacecraft.
I can never change my original aspiration, which is to work for the crewed space missions of my motherland. This requires us to take different roles, some executing the missions while others act as backups, props, or assistants.
In addition to acting as a backup astronaut for Shenzhou 5, he also took on the same role for the Shenzhou 7 and Shenzhou 9 missions. His childhood dream came true on October 12, 2005, when the Shenzhou 6 spacecraft blasted off into the skies. Nie later recalled that he was excited, confident, and curious about his first flight into space.
I was curious and full of expectation on the eve of my first mission into space. Everything I had learned and mastered on Earth was to put to the test. It tested both my physical and mental capability as a taikonaut in space. It was very interesting and meaningful for me.
Nie and another taikonaut, Fei Junlong, executed the five-day mission in space. The mission was aimed at mastering technology related to a multi-person and multi-day orbital flight, as well as to carry out crewed space-related scientific and medical experiments. 8 years later, in 2013, Nie had his second space flight. He boarded the Shenzhou 10 spacecraft with two other astronauts at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China. They stayed in space for 15 days, which was the longest time in the country's crewed space program at that time. The Shenzhou 12 mission is Nie's third flight in space and comes 8 years after his last space trip. At the age of 57, Nie says he must improve himself every step of the way because China's space exploration is progressing quickly.
We astronauts will have to do more and more work as the technologies of our country's crewed spaceflight program advances step by step. The training has become more complex and longer in duration. Previously, we trained for 3 months for a mission, then 6 months, and this time a year. We must make more efforts to adapt as we are required to fulfill more complex missions. We must persist and work hard. We will train in the future for the next mission.
As commander of the Shenzhou 12 mission, Nie is taking on huge responsibilities. He and his two colleagues will stay in the space station for 3 months. The Shenzhou 12 crewed spaceflight mission aims to conduct in-orbit verification of major technologies in China's space station construction and operation, according to the China Manned Space Agency. The technologies to be tested include those concerning the astronauts' long-term stay, recycling and life support system, supply of space materials, extravehicular activities and operations, and in-orbit maintenance. The astronauts will move, assemble, and test extravehicular spacesuits, as well as perform two extravehicular activities for work, including assembling an extravehicular toolbox, lifting the panoramic camera, and installing extended pump sets. They'll also carry out space science and technology experiments. Nie says the space station will act as a home for more Chinese astronauts and a platform for international space cooperation.
The station will remain, but the astronauts will change. It will welcome the arrival of one batch after another of astronauts. Visitors will also include non-career astronauts. It will welcome astronauts from foreign countries. We Chinese astronauts are willing to work with our foreign counterparts in China's space station. We'll make good use of this precious space station to conduct scientific research that will benefit humanity.
The astronaut says his success would not have been possible without the support of his family. Nie was slightly overweight when he started training as an astronaut in the late 1990s. His wife and daughter worked out with him and took care of his diet. Initially, Nie was not good at English, but his daughter was actually gifted with language skills, so she often practiced with him and corrected his mistakes. Nie loves fishing and is a terrific cook. His wife says that Nie always treats the family with delicious fish delicacies. Yang Liwei, China's first astronaut entering space, described Nie as being persistent, dauntless, and prudent. He added that Nie doesn't talk much, but is a hardworking and cooperative person. Now let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll share with you the story of Nie's fellow astronaut, Liu Boming. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Liu Boming was born in northeast China's Heilongjiang province in September 1966. He joined the People's Liberation Army in 1985 and enlisted as a fighter pilot. In the early years of being a pilot, he read many history books and studied the great deeds of his heroes. During that time, he received intensive flight operations skill training. He once said that being a pilot was sacred. In January 1998, Liu was selected as one of the first group of Chinese astronauts and solemnly swore to work towards the country's crewed space cause for the rest of his life. In 2005, Liu was one of six astronauts involved in the final training for the Shenzhou 6 mission. Although he was not eventually selected as part of the Shenzhou 6 crew, he underwent strict training and developed his own way of improving his skills. Every night in bed, he looked back on that day's training process to improve his memory. In September 2008, his dream of flying to space came true when he was selected as part of the crew for the Shenzhou 7 mission. During the mission, Liu helped his teammate Zhai Zhigang perform a landmark 20-minute extravehicular activity, which was a tough task. When Zhai prepared to step out of the orbital module to walk into space, the module's hatch would not open no matter how hard he tried. Liu, who was working side by side with Zhai, passed the tools to his teammate and helped him adjust his legs. Through close and calm cooperation, the module's hatch was finally opened. After Zhai exited the spacecraft, Liu handed the national flag to Zhai. It was the first time Liu had explored space. He was amazed by the beauty of Earth, the smallness of an individual, and the greatness of humanity.
Being part of the team conducting the first extravehicular activity in space for China is my greatest honor. We did encounter unexpected emergencies and difficulties on the Shenzhou 7 mission, but we had a single-minded determination. That was to fulfill the mission no matter what happened to us. We were determined to fly China's national flag in space. In the end, we made it.
The historical moment during which Zhai waved the flag in the darkness of space and said hello to the people of China and the world was another milestone in the history of space exploration. But for the families of the two astronauts, the historical achievement came with great danger and unbearable anxiety. Liu Boming's daughter, Liu Qianting, later recalled that a fire alarm rang out the exact moment the live broadcast showed her father and Zhai preparing for the extravehicular activity. Liu Qianting said she and her mother were both terrified. Her strength vanished and she couldn't hear any sound at all. What made it worse was that the spacecraft had left the monitoring zone and there was no image or sound. Liu Qianting said the seconds seemed to last for a century until she finally heard the conversation between her father and Zhai Zhigang. A spokesperson with China's crewed space program later explained that the fire alarm was caused by a sensor error. Despite the emergencies that were faced, the Shenzhou 7 mission was a success. The mission made China the third country to conduct an extravehicular activity in space, following the United States and Russia. The three astronauts executing the mission returned to Earth after about 3 days in space. In the crewed spaceflight missions that followed Shenzhou 7, Liu Boming was engaged in ground technical support and provided advice and assistance to other astronauts. In 2017, Liu conducted maritime survival training with two astronauts from Europe. It lasted 17 days and took place in the waters off Yantai, East China's Shandong province. In December 2019, Liu was selected as a member of the Shenzhou 12 crew. Liu says it's fortunate for him to live in a great era and take part in the great cause of the crewed space program. The Shenzhou 12 is Liu's first flight in 13 years since his 2008 mission.
这13年，我们每一名航天员都在紧张备战。
Over the past 13 years, every astronaut has been preparing for the space flight missions. For myself, I have persisted with my training and made efforts to contribute to our country's space missions. The memory of my last mission in 2008 is still fresh in my mind. This time, my mission is to build the space station and the China Space Lab. I will try my best to fulfill this mission and not let down the high expectations placed on me by our people.
Now let's take another break. Next up, we'll look at how Tang Hongbo became an astronaut and realized his dream of flying into space. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Of the three astronauts living in the Tianhe core module of China's space station, Tang Hongbo is a space rookie. After preparing for over a decade, Tang's space dream finally came true on June 17, 2021, when the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft took off from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China. Proud to be selected as part of the crew, he also felt pressure on the eve of his first flight into space.
I feel pressure, but I have confidence in myself. As this is my first space flight mission, pressure is inevitable. The mystery of space is brimming with many unknowns. My mission to work in a space station is also full of risks and challenges. But I firmly believe that the pressure I feel will drive me to work harder and my confidence will ensure success. After 11 years of learning, training and testing, I am full of confidence in myself and our team.
Tang was born in 1975 in central China's Hunan province. He joined the People's Liberation Army Air Force in 1995 and clocked nearly 1,200 flight hours. He became a member of the second batch of Chinese astronauts in 2010. Tang says he has made great efforts to transform from a pilot to an astronaut.
I became a pilot in 1995. Then in 2010, I was selected as an astronaut. These two roles sound similar, but the transformation from one role to another has been an unforgettable experience for me. If you want to make advancement like a tree growing taller, you must first put your roots deeper. Over the years, I have never slowed down. I have always trained hard and meticulously because I know that I can fulfill a space mission only after I train well.
The second batch of Chinese astronauts included seven members. Among them, Liu Yang, Wang Yaping, and Cheng Dong participated in the missions of Shenzhou 9, 10, and 11, respectively. Tang was selected as a backup crew member for the Shenzhou 11 mission in 2016. After Liu, Wang, and Chen had flown into space, he asked himself when his space dream would be realized and use all that he had learned. Tang told himself to start from scratch and keep training with devotion and diligence like a fresh trainee for his space dream.
I like hearing the roaring sound of the plane engines when it takes off. I also like flying my plane through the layers of clouds in the sky. It makes me feel great. I put the helmet I used when I was an Air Force pilot on the desk of my office. I use it to remind me that I was an outstanding pilot in the Air Force. This helmet and my experience associated with it inspired me to become an outstanding astronaut and make my due contribution to China's space exploration.
In his training preparation, Tang was confident about his physical strength and endurance. He could get very tired during training, but he would always overcome it. In the underwater training designed for extravehicular activities in space, he faced an unexpected challenge. He was having a hard time getting used to the extravehicular spacesuit. Tong was not used to wearing a watch or hanging any additional items on his body. In the beginning, he felt restless and just wanted to get rid of the suit right away. The setback troubled him. He asked himself, "I have prepared for so many years. Is this the end of it?" Tong asked fellow astronaut Liu Boming for advice. Liu told him that he had to overcome it by himself. He found some tricks, such as turning down the temperature inside the extravehicular suit to feel calmer. He also learned psychological self-adjustment methods. When Tong felt unbearable in the suit, he would take a break and use the techniques he learned to calm down. Then he would get back inside the suit and continue training. Gradually, he was able to work in the extravehicular suit for hours without feeling uncomfortable. Liu Boming once said, "Tong is the most hardworking one in the second batch of Chinese astronauts. He's very diligent in study and reliable in work." And with that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. I'm Tony Reed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.